Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life. Praise God to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to the motherboard, to the deacon board, to the ministers, to the intercessors, to our youth, to everyone at the ADM ministry. Even our front line, good morning. And good morning to our international partners. We thank God for you being here this morning. Praise God. Nevada, praise God. And I'm supposed to be with our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, and to our two new partners, Missouri and Michigan. God bless you and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. So as we come into the presence of the Lord this morning to tell him, thank you, Lord, and good morning, Holy Spirit, and to come in the midst right now and have your perfect will and your perfect way into each of our lives. Praise God. Whether it be internationally or locally, God, you're almighty. You're ever present. You're omnipresent. And we thank you, Father God. Lord God, for just being with us as we slept and we slumbered. And you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, gave us the activity of all of our limbs, praise God. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. As we look around our household, our family is well, praise God. Our home is well, praise God. Our marriage is well, praise God. So we thank God for all things from blessings flow, praise God. So we glorify you now, Lord God, on this day. This is the new day that you have made for your people, Lord God, the sheep of your pastors. And Father, we are glad to be here, Lord God. So we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory on today, Father God. We honor you right now, Lord God. We praise you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we go into this new day, we go into this new day giving your name the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Now we're going to go into our morning prayer. Father God, we just come, Lord God, on today, Lord God, and we give you the thanks for all things from blessings flow, Lord God. Father, we ask that you come in the midst right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you see everything and you know everything. You sit high and you look low, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we go into this corporate prayer, Lord God, we include everybody and everything, Lord God, on this morning, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you come in the midst right now. Bless, Lord God, even, Lord God, our churches, Lord God, the leadership, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you bless them and turn them around, Lord God, that we will all come in unison and to the press, Lord God, to pray, Lord God, for the things that are going on in this world right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you can do anything but fail, Father God. So, Lord God, as you look down on us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, have your perfect will and your perfect way in everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said you wish that none would perish, but all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord God, do it on today, Lord God, through your Christians, your sheep, Lord God. Do it on today, Lord God. Restore that holy boldness, Lord God, and that zeal, Lord God, that we have in you, Father God. Even, Lord God, when you first saw us, Lord God, and you accepted us into the household of your faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, look on us today. This world, Lord God, it needs help, Lord God. Around this world, Lord God, so much is going on, Father God. But we pray for the peace, Lord God. We pray for the safety and the sanctity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of wholeness, being closed in the right mind to do the right things, Lord God, to help those, Lord God, that are less fortunate, Lord God, those that are downtrodden, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those, Lord God, that are poor, Lord God, and wretched, Father God, we pray right now, Father, that you send your help, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, do it right now, Lord God. Somebody on today needs you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs you today, Lord God, to come in the midst and work it all out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Some country, Lord God, some state, Lord God, some town, some city, some hamlet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every corner, every place, Lord God. Father, turn out the darkness, Lord God, and make the light come true over your people right now in the name of Jesus. God, we're living in the last and evil days, Lord God, and we need you to come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us, oh God. Let us take our minds off ourselves, Lord God. Take selfishness out of the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Take self-conceitedness out of the way, Lord God, and let us put our mind on you and somebody else, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray. God, we cry out, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus. God, look upon us right now in the name of Jesus. That father, that mother, that child, in the name of Jesus. That city, that state, Father God. Oh God, do it right now, Lord God. Shake us up, Father. Move us right now. Stir up the atmosphere, Lord God, and everything, Father God, that is not, hallelujah, that is not like you, Lord God, tear it down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray against the enemy that comes against your people, Lord God, to sift as wheat and to tear down and destroy, oh God. We rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord God, tear down his kingdom, oh God. Tear it down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Tear it down, Father God. Lord God, we pray against all the things, Lord God, that is not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, that you move in the midst right now. And we pray, Lord God, against sexual immorality. We pray right now, Lord God. Miscurity, oh God. We pray right now for human trafficking, Lord God. We pray right now for our children, Lord God, being exploited, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for all of the robbing and the stealing and the killing right now within our young society, Lord God. They are somebody. They're somebody's children. Oh, glory be to God. God, you can move right now. So as we come into agreement on this corporate prayer, Lord God, we pray that you come in the midst, Father, and fix it. Oh, glory be to God. Fix it right now, Lord God. Expose those things, Lord God, that needs to be exposed. And Father God, we speak loosen and binding right now in the name of Jesus. God, do it right now. We need you, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we pray for governments, leadership, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that they stop all this saber rattling, Lord God, and threats of nuclear war, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we pray right now, even Lord God, for the unsaved that you saved, deliver and set free, Father God, on today. Hallelujah. Move by your mighty hand, Lord God. Somebody needs you right now in the pardoning of their sins, oh God. And God, we glorify you. God, we magnify you now in the name of Jesus. God, let your will be done, oh God, not ours, oh God. It's not about us, Lord God, but it's about you. It's about your kingdom being built, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's about us, your children, Lord God, coming to be with you, to take our rightful place as inheritance, O God, of the kingdom of heaven, O God. God, come in the midst right now. Oh, God. Oh, God. Blow, Lord God, on us, your people in this world today. God, blow right now, Lord God, that we be not sifted, Lord God, as wheat floating around as chaff in the air, oh, God. Floating from place to place, Lord God. Having not the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God. The understanding of Jesus Christ, that he paid the price, glory, hallelujah, that he poured out his blood for us, Father God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So much sin, Lord God. So much sin, Lord God. We pray against it right now, corporately in the name of Jesus. God, move your mighty hand, Lord God. Move right now, Father. Move. Oh, glory be to God. God, have your way. God, have your way. Hallelujah. Your robo shanda. Erebo shanda. Have your way, Lord. God, do it right now. Hallelujah. God, we know that you're not a man that you should lie. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That every word that comes from you, Lord God, because, Lord God, through your spirit of truth, wisdom, and knowledge, oh God. And Father God, we pray for our schools, Lord God. Clean them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The leadership in the schools, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that is misplaced, oh God. So, God, we thank you now. God, we praise you now. God, we glorify you now. And God, we magnify you now. In Jesus' name. And we turn now this portion over to our Mother Jackson that's going to come. Oh, God, have your way. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, too, Jackson. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you once more, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for a brand new day, God. We thank you for this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind up everything that's trying to intervene. Oh, the Lord, shine the Lord, God. We send it back to the pits of hell this morning. Oh, God, yet and still we give you the glory, God. No matter what's trying to go on, God, but no weapon formed against me shall hide or won't shake. Your prosper this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I come giving you all the glory. I give you the honor who's the head of my life. Because I'm going to change the Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Pastor Carol, and everybody at ADM Ministry this morning, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We thank you for another day's journey, God. Because I'm going to shake, God. We thank you this morning, God. Hey, God, I'm going to say, put breathing on us once more in the name of Jesus, God. So I say this morning, hallelujah, glory be to God. Once more in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every seat that's the devil of Moshe that it is this morning, God. We ask you to continue, oh, God, to breathe here in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Hey, God, I'm going to say, God, this morning, God. Lift up every minister that it is, God. Continue to strengthen them out of mighty way, God. In Calabasas, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God, as they're up and down the highways and the byways in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, for the pushing, for the stretching, God, for the making. Calabasas, God. We thank you this morning for even what you're doing, God. In the midst, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for each and every radio listener, I'm going to say this morning, God. We pray, God, this morning, God, that your anointing go through the highways and the byways, God, the telephone lines, computer, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us begin to cry out to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need you the most. This morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up every elder person this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to strengthen them in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, shield and protect them, God, even in our homes, God. Oh, God, we lift up the one that can't do anything, paralyzed, just laying there, God. Oh, but God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to let your light shine upon them, huh? Continue to send your minister angels, Tuttle Moshe, God, to minister to them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Tuttle Moshe, God. If you raised up the dead, Tuttle Moshe, God, our powers is in your hand this morning, God. You can lift the Moshe, the one that is alive, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for walking this street, Tuttle Moshe, this morning, God. Even where the prostitutes walk, God. I don't know, Moshe, God. The one that is an addiction, God, in God, Moshe, God. We lift up the ones that have no shelter over their head, God. Oh, make a way for the homeless, son of my son, Lord, Moshe. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out this morning, God. On a Friday morning, Lord, Moshe, God. Oh, but yet still we thank you, God, Lord, Moshe, God. Might not have much. Oh, but God, we have a lot, and that's you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank God, O Moshe, God, O Moshe, God. We lift up every deacon, every man that it is, God. We ask that you come in nice, God, O Moshe, God. And, O Moshe, God, be a mind regulator for, O God. That heart, thinks, God. Give us that push, God, that they'll never stop. Let's go forward the right number, God. Many things might come to a tangle your feet, God. But continue to push in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for the pushing, God, of those shadows of those God. In the name of Jesus, God, of those God. The shadows of those God, of those God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just don't want need a once again, God, of those God. Continue, God, of those God, to do a great work in her. As you recover in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Can't help but to thank you, God. You've been so good to us, God. Why should we lay there hot on Moshe? Why should we give up on Moshe? If I could take anything this morning, I'll rise up instead of your circumstances. Come on, Lord Moshe, God. Begin to praise God right now, but before I bend your knees, Lord Moshe, God, and just begin to pray. Pray, tell them all about it. Oh, Moshe, God, oh, Moshe, Nanny. Hey, hey. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for your Holy Spirit, God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for coming on in. Have your way this morning, God. On each and every one, oh, Moshe, God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, my God, oh, Moshe. God, we have to break on all my mouth, God. And begin to break on Moshe. Ain't none of my time, little Moshe. It's not like you, God. Let them begin to walk through our home. Calling the blood of Jesus this morning. The blood of Jesus, God, little Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, we rise this morning. Giving you the glory like never before, God. We need you more and more, God. Oh, God, strengthen us while we are weak, God. But you said in your word, God, this morning, I can say, let the weak say, I am strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to march on like never before, God. We thank you, God, God. Continue to take care of us. The little babies, God, and the young ones, God. Oh, God, send your God and your angels around them, God, to shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God. His things in the name of the Father, the Moshe God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for the prayer.
Thank you.
Thank God, Mother, the corporate prayer that needs so much. And we say, yes, Lord, yes. And at this time, we're going to switch gears. We're going to turn this portion of the service over to our pastor, Apostle Temple. God bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
And God bless you, Pastor Smith. Amen. God bless everyone. Pastor Smith, I was just hanging on in the background. Mother Jackson, them, they was having a little trouble their phone line, so I just went in the freeway, called them, and pulled them in. So I got them on my line. That's the reason why I'm lit up like it is. Amen. Amen. So I thank God for them. So, because we still have Brother Joe, he's on the other side. So I'm going to let you go ahead and continue your Thursday program. But just know. Yeah, but I got them carried on this morning because I'm your brother keeper. Amen. I see.
Amen.
He's one not in place. It's something wrong. Amen. So you got to go and get
amen.
Them. So I went and got them this morning. So God bless you
amen.
All. Amen. I'm just in the background just having a good time.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So we thank God for everything. Amen. Praise God. And you know, our prayers and everything do go out for, you know, the family members, amen, praise God, that may be suffering through an illness or a sickness. And even our prayers go out for our sick and our prayer list, amen, praise God. That everyone
amen.
Be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit on
yes,
today,
Lord.
Praise God. Nobody's
yes,
mad
Lord.
But the devil, praise
That's
God.
Ours.
And
Hallelujah.
We who are spiritual, we
yes.
have to stay in the press, praise God. Amen.
Yes,
in order
Amen.
To get to
Amen.
It, we have to go through it. Go through what,
Amen.
Preacher? We got to go through anything that God has set before us that's testing our faith, praise
yes.
God. To love him, to serve him, praise God. We have
praise
to stay
God.
Before the Almighty God. Oh, glory,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So with that, amen, praise God, we speak a word of wholeness and healing
yes,
over
Lord,
everything
Jesus.
And everybody that needs it, name by name
yes,
and
Lord,
face by face.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Praise God. Minister Juanita, praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah,
in the name of
yes, Lord. Yes,
Mother
Lord,
Helen.
Jesus.
Sister Shakita.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The Point Home family. Praise God.
Amen.
Everybody, Lord God. Anybody
yes,
that we've
Lord.
Missed this morning, let it be inclusive on this morning as we come before the altar of the Almighty God.
Including
God, this
Lord.
Thing is real. It's
Amen.
Real.
How to
and it's kind of not
yes.
for play. And we have to stand in our rightful place of alignment and position.
Amen.
And receive
yes, Lord.
What God has for
hey,
us.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
So heal and receive it. The blessing of miracle,
yes.
wonder, receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. From
Amen.
The United Kingdom.
Amen.
To Australia. Praise God.
Yes.
To Missouri.
Yes.
Michigan,
yes,
Puerto Rico,
amen,
and all around in the name of Jesus. God, we loose
yes.
your anointing and blessed power
yes,
in
Lord.
The world right now on your people, Lord God, the sheep of your pastor. The only way that we can stand, Lord God, is by your side, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your perfect way. Amen. Praise God. Now at this time, amen, we're going to switch gears again, amen. And we're going to bring in our own Deacon Joe. That's going to come, praise God, and break the bread of life and give us some nuggets that we can go on and stay in the press. God bless you, Deacon Joe. Good morning.
Excuse me. Pastor Smith?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Deacon Joe. Yes, Deacon. Excuse me, everyone. I sat in for Deacon Joe. He won't be in this morning. I apologize to the radio air and everyone. So
Amen,
sorry.
Mother. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
oh,
you, Lord.
Be to God. Hey, God,
thank
oh,
you, Lord.
Say God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. All blessings flow to you. God is worthy to be praised in every circumstance and every situation. Amen. Praise God. That we will still call upon the name of the Lord. Amen.
Praise
God. Because in the name of Jesus, that everything is well with our soul. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And praise God. What I'd like to do is go over to 2 Corinthians 5:1-5. Praise God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And we're talking about a house not made of hands.
Yes.
Because we know it was God who made us.
Amen.
And not we ourselves. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 When we look around, see, sin first entered the world, amen, when Adam and Eve in the garden.
Yes.
And they disobeyed God. But see, God made them with his hands, and he blew the breath of life into them. Praise God. Amen. God was the potter, and we are the clay.
Amen.
So this house that we live in, amen, praise God,
amen,
wasn't made by mortal, amen, or human hand. Amen.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians 5:1, it reads as such. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, amen. And you know that something that dissolves, you know, it basically goes away. Amen.
Yeah.
We
amen.
Have a building of God. Amen. And
amen.
A house not made with hands. Amen.
Amen.
But they are made by the eternal God. Amen.
Amen.
They made this universe that hung the stars and the moon. Praise God.
Amen.
That God, the only one God, the true and living God, our Father. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Eternal in the heavens, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So that's where we're from. Amen. We are from heaven. Amen.
Yes.
In some kind of way, this world, the people of this world have lost sight of who we belong to. Amen.
Amen.
We belong to God.
Yes.
He made us, not we ourselves.
Amen.
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 The things that we do, the things that we acquire and accumulate, praise God, it's not that we done it. It
not
looks that way. Praise God. It looks that way. But it was God. He gives us life.
Amen.
He gives us health.
Yes,
he gives us strength. Praise God.
Amen.
And when he allows for that strength to be challenged, praise God, we can see how, praise God, it's not us, but it's the Christ that lives in us. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So anybody else or anything else, why should we be afraid? Why should we have fear? We shouldn't have anything. Because we have the Lord that God on our side who made us.
Amen.
Praise God. And he made us in the eternal way. Praise God.
Amen.
That we should have life eternally. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Because we live in these fleshly bodies, it's temporary.
Amen.
But it's the Spirit of God that lives in us is the important, pivotal factor on today in our life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
our spirit thing. That thing that giveth us life, even in this flesh, praise God. That spirit man that came from God, because he loved us so, and he made
Amen.
Us out of his love, praise God.
Amen.
Lest we forget, praise God, we were made
Amen.
Out of his love and his kindness, praise God. Amen. So when we think about our lives, amen, as
Amen.
We live it today, amen, we have to give
Amen.
All glory and honor and praise to God.
Amen.
He's our daddy.
Yes, he
know
is.
Know who your daddy is. Know
Amen.
Who he is.
Yes,
he's always there for you. Praise God. He always
yes.
has that hand that he made us with. That helping hand is always there. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's just like a baby. Amen. If the baby gets
mm-hmm.
a little bit far away from the mother, what's going to happen? It's going to cry. It's going to miss
yes.
that love, that warmth, that care. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are his children. We are the same
yes.
way. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And he's going to miss us. And it's not that God has moved. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's the same
yes.
today, yesterday, and forevermore.
Yes. Yes, amen.
So he feels
amen.
That you drift away. It's us who drifts away from God, our Father.
Mm,
come on back into the fold, praise God. Get closer
amen.
Back to the fire and the warmth that he has for us, praise
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
Get back under his wings and ark of safety, praise
amen.
God. Because it's in him we live, move, and have our perfect being. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Lord.
Mm, thank
oh,
you, Jesus. Morning. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And no matter what nobody thinks, praise God, you
Lord,
keep
Jesus.
Your personal relationship
yes.
with God as an open line.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Never close it. Never
yes.
set it down. Praise God.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Jesus, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
because
you, Lord.
Because he loves us both. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
He gave
thank
us a house.
You.
He gave us a house, praise God.
Yes.
From heaven, oh God. In the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Yes.
So
Lord,
how are we
Jesus.
Living in this temporary house, praise God, that we can make it to our permanent resident, oh God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
By living the life
Amen.
In Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Our
Amen.
Lord. Our Savior. Oh,
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
oh, glory
Lord.
Be to God. Oh, glory be to God. And then it says, if so be
yes,
that
Lord.
Being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Amen.
Amen.
So God has clothed us. Amen.
Yes,
we
yes,
shall
Amen.
Not be found naked. And if we
Amen.
Are, Amen, praise God, we've gotten out of the confidence.
Yes.
In the closure, in the clothing of God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
For that we are in this tabernacle, do groan, being burdened.
Yes.
Not for
Mom.
That you would be unclothed, but clothed upon. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. See, God said, he is our provider. Philippians
4:19. Yes.
That he'll provide all the things for us according to his riches and glory. So that
yes.
we don't even have to worry about, praise God.
Amen.
But doing what is just, what is
yes.
right,
Hallelujah.
What is holy, what is
yes.
righteous, what is
yes,
good
Lord.
And acceptable will of God.
Oh, yes. Yes,
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 We can do it. Amen. We can
yes.
do it.
Amen.
Jesus did it.
Yes.
Showed us a more perfect way. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. But clothed
God.
Upon that
yes.
mortality might be swallowed up of life.
Yes.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Now he that has wrought us for this self-same thing is God.
Yes.
Who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit of
yes.
the living God. And
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I'd like to go all the way down to verse number 6. Therefore, we are always confident. Amen. We
Amen.
Are knowing. Amen.
Amen.
We are pressed in knowing that God, amen, is on our side. We are confident.
See,
knowing
yes, Lord.
That whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
For we walk by faith, not by sight. Oh, bless his holy name.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Bless his holy name. Amen.
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 Our house not made by hands, but are made by the perfect will of the Almighty God.
Yes,
oh, bless
Lord.
His holy name.
Lord.
That speaks volumes and volumes of
yes.
who our Daniels. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. Amen. So don't
Amen.
Think, praise God, that anything of this world that we will take with us because we're not. Amen.
And
God
Amen.
Is a spirit. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. And when he
yes,
come
Lord.
To get us, that vitally important thing is our spirit
yes,
man. Praise God. Have we received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior? Praise God.
Amen.
Into our building. Into our building. That we can go back and spend eternity in heaven with him. That's what it's all about. That's what the end is going to be. Praise God. That's what the end is going to be. That's what
Amen.
We should be striving for. Amen.
So true. Amen.
But this earth ain't nothing. It's just a temporary arrangement that God provided. Praise God.
Yes,
but
Lord.
We have to go on through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior on today
yes.
and spread the good news and the gospel.
Amen.
So that others may come in inclusively, amen, as the
amen.
Body of Christ and obtain their eternal life in their eternal body, in their eternal home. Oh, blessed be the Lord.
Yeah,
oh, blessed be the Lord.
Like that, so.
Yeah.
Oh, blessed be the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God from all
yeah.
blessings that flow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're talking
Amen.
About newness and a new year and God doing a new thing. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Our new
Hallelujah.
Thing is to strive to get into heaven. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. For if the saints going to barely make it in, where's the Son of Man going to be?
Amen.
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 Yes.
What about their temple? What about their building? Amen. The ones don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of their sins.
Oh,
oh blessed be his name.
Yes, Lord.
And don't let the blood be required on your hands. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Remember.
Amen. Amen.
It's simple. One plant, one water, to God be the increase. So once you planted the seed, you don't have to do anything more. God
Amen.
Will take over. Amen.
Amen.
And don't get wrapped around the axle because they don't want to hear you or this or that. Because once you planted that seed, the growth belongs to God. The birth belongs to God.
Yes,
oh, bless
does.
His holy
Amen.
Name.
Yes,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But also, while you're planting, sow to God for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Sow to God for yourself.
Yes.
Continue to seek his faith. Continue to press in towards him in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Continue to go through the process. Allow the Holy Spirit to let you come through the process. It's
Amen.
The only way that you learn. Amen. So if
Amen.
You fall down, get up, dust yourself off, turn yourself
Amen.
Around, and continue on. Amen.
Amen.
And remember, our Father in heaven loved us so that he said he gave us a way of escape. That we don't
Amen.
Have to go through and do those things. Amen. Praise God that he don't want us to do.
Amen.
He last in either day.
Yeah.
Don't compromise. Don't
Amen.
Compromise. Amen. Your building, your house. Don't do
yes,
it
Lord.
On today.
Amen.
But instead,
Amen.
Fortify.
Mm.
That
yes.
means to build up.
Mm.
Fortify.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Your building. Amen.
Amen.
Fortify. On today.
Mm. Jesus. Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
That's
Amen.
My nugget for the day. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I just give joy when I even think about it. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All
Amen.
That he's done for me every day.
Hate.
We didn't even have to be here this morning.
No,
but it
we
was
did.
Love of God.
Mm-hmm.
The love
yes.
of God. Oh, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
that lifted
this
up.
Morning.
This
yes,
morning.
Yes.
This morning. So we praise
hey,
God.
Yes, but thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Go a couple of things. Amen. Praise God. Remember, starting
Amen.
Tomorrow.
Pastor, I'd like to add to
Amen.
It.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless you all. Listen, saints of God, what he was really sharing, you know, who DNA do you have? So many times we get caught up in our own feelings and our own problems. So when God said, you know, you in me now, and you wearing my DNA. So the question is, who DNA do we really have? Do you really have the Lord, or are you just one of these saints that you have your little spiritual thing and your spiritual religion and roller coaster going on? Are you really a child of God? Do you really carry his DNA? How can we get caught up in so much into ourselves, into the problems, and we don't want to do this, and we could pull on to the things that is not of God quicker than we could pull on the things of God? When you become a new creature in God, you begin to pull on the things of God, not the things not of God. You begin to rebuke and reject the things that is not of God, because it is a complete difference. So the question is, who DNA do you really carry? Do you really carry God's DNA, or you carry envy DNA, or you carry anger DNA, or you carry rejection DNA, or you carry bitterness DNA? Who DNA do you really carry? So many times we have this walk with the Lord, but I don't think sometimes we really know how serious it really is. I don't think we don't know how serious the relationship really is.
Mm-hmm.
It is very upsetting to a man, to where a man got to come home, to he worked all day, he's with you, he's by your side, he's proved himself to you, he's told you he loved you, and now when it comes to a time to where we going through a little bit of hardship, a hard time, you want to go outside of the house and seek for help. You don't even want to come and talk to your companion. You don't even want to come and talk to your mate. It's like you don't have trust in the one that's been walking with you the whole time. It makes that man feel some type of way. How do you think your father will feel when you be walking with him? He don't walk with you through good times and through bad times, and through the times that is up and the times that is down. Then now when hard times come, a little bit of commotion come, you get stuck in your feelings. You get stuck and start acting like a stubborn move. You don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't feel like it. Then we expect for him to understand. How do you think he feels? See, saints of God, you are contaminating your own blessings. You are contaminating your own walk. You contaminating your own walk. Because God is not a God that you're going to pick up and put up on the shelf. It's either you have this DNA or you don't have it. It's either you're walking with him or you don't walk with him. The Bible doesn't tell us we're going to be lukewarm. It says you're going to either be hot or cold.
And we got to understand that whose DNA do we really have? God petitioning you and letting you know and telling us what he's going to do, what he's bringing to the table. Now, don't get 1 minute when the sun is out. You say, oh, Father, I thank you, I thank you. And the next minute when you got a little trouble, I don't want you no more. See, you is not a person that you are not really in love with God. You have a strong feelings for this individual.
Mm-hmm.
You have a strong feelings for a spiritual being. You're not in love with God yet. See, let me help you all. And like Pastor Smith, y'all, he has this maintenance checkup thing that he do,
mm-hmm.
especially with the scripture we got. When you're in love, when you have a strong feeling with someone, you'll go so far. Because at the end of the day, you really don't have a love. Because when you have strong feelings, you know, you're like, listen, I care about them. I care what happened to them. I care what how they feel, or I care about certain things with them, but I'm not in love with them. And that's how we are, and we need to check our life walk with the Lord. Because a lot of us, when times get hard and times get tough, or when you got a little sunshine in your life, then you'll see where you at with the Lord. Because a lot of us, it's just a lot of, even us leaders, you know, 1 minute they working, they good, and the next minute, I can't do this because I got so much stuff going on in my life. The question is, you never was in love with your father in the first place, because when the love of an individual comes in, it doesn't matter. I give the shirt off my back, and I don't want to be cold as long as you be warm. I will sacrifice my happiness for your happiness. When you're in love with someone, it doesn't matter how I feel. See, if y'all know the story, you know, I don't want to put Pastor Smith on stand, but if you really know some backdrops and the things that it really go through, even as Brother Jackson, you know, you'll see that it's a love there. Love is an action word. It's not a word say, I love you, Father. See, that's what we practice on Sunday. That's what we practice on in when we in our little prayer meeting. Yes, Lord, I love you. But the test really show. Do you really love them? Do you really love them? When times get tough and your bed get rocky, do you really, or are you going to be the one to back off and get stuck into your feelings? Listen, God is not pacifying your self-pity spirit. God is not pacifying your snake. If you want to be that way, you be that way. Because at the end of the day, he don't owe us anything. He owed it all when he went on the cross. And at the end of the day, he owed him. And the question is, who do you really love? Who do you really love? If you get caught up into your feelings, I don't know what to do. And you have a Lord that's been walking about you and been showing you that I am your way maker. I brought you out. Look at your life. Your life is nowhere where it used to be. Your life is nowhere where it's going. You is better than you used to be. Then we get caught up in our feelings. Do you really love him, or are you just having a strong feeling for an individual that you're interpreting as love? Amen? We have to understand we got to walk in the fullness of love with God. That's why that scripture that Pastor Smith said earlier about a saint will barely make it in. Because a saint move off their emotions. They move off their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They in this place to where they think, but they really not. So you really at a place to where it's a thin line right there. I don't want to be in a thin line. I want to be fully in love. And a love is the action word. It don't have nothing to do with Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson, Pastor over here. It don't have nothing to do with it. It has something to do with between you and God. And your love will be tested. And how it be tested? When it be tested when you don't feel like it. It's a lot of times, I remember the other day, the other day, you know, I was home and I was just like, woo. And my wife had a thing for this ice. She had this ice. And my wife asked me one day, she was like, hey, can you go and get me some ice? Listen, I ain't feel like I'm looking like, hey, you want to get some ice? You know, and I ain't feel like leaving back out of house. You know how we do. Once we get home, we don't feel like leaving. It's just like, listen, we don't live anywhere. I just don't feel like going back out. at the end of the day, regardless of how I feel, I still got my keys, jumped in the car, and went and got her what she wanted. Because why? It wasn't about the way I feel. It was about love. It was about love. Nobody will tell you while you're walking with God and you're in love with him, everything's going to be smiling every time. You're going to have this cupid with the arrow going to shoot you, and you all got doubly and all this kind of stuff. Baby, love here with the press. And I know individually that if you want to know how to get the press, you fall in love with God. Because when you fall in love with God, it's going to make you press. It's going to make you push. And we got to walk with God, DNA, and let's start walking with our feelings.
Amen.
Our feelings, keep them on our shoulders. I can't go to church because I feel like you're not in love with God. Because at the end of the day, wherever the spirit is, that's where I want to be. Because I am in love. And it's just like when you really start off with your relationship. You know how y'all start off with a relationship and you start first falling in love, that new love. You ready to see the person. You start getting the butterflies in your stomach. And you're like, oh, my Jesus. And everything like that. You're thinking about them all the time. You're thinking about them. It doesn't matter what y'all go through at that point. Baby, it's all right. You go encourage each other. You go and talk to each other. The question is, where have that love for the Lord gone to win at? We got to get out our feelings. That's what in the DNA. God don't told us he's our provider. Matter of fact, he has showed us that he's our provider. Then you expect that you're going to go to somebody you don't insult and go to them and say, well, Lord, you know what? I just want you to bless me. Man, please, y'all got to get for real here. God is not a perfect thing. That he's not Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy. Every time you feel like it, he obligated to give you something. No, it's either you're going to line up and line up with the structure or you just be left on the island of Patmos with your feelings. Ain't that? We got to move in a time to where we got to stop calling people snakes. We got to stop having this self-pity and just patting them, brushing their hair, rubbing them, and all this kind of stuff here. If you don't have your feelings, you have your feelings. Because at the end of the day, if you want to assume a God that has been blessing you, that has been healing you, that has been taking care of you, because you need your feelings, because you and your spouse is fighting, you and your wife is fighting, you don't feel good, you woke up with it. What that has to do with God? God ain't got nothing to do with that. That's your problem. But me and my relationship with God, I can't go to God just in time of judgment like that's the scripture talking about. I'm not going to be judged by God as if I am my wife. I be judged how I treat my wife. But if he ain't going to look at me and say, Keisha, or First Lady, he's going to look at me and call me by my name. So what you do is going to be accountable for. Let's walk in this love with God and let's get out of our strong feelings. Strong feelings is what's going to keep you out. Walk in the love of God. And at the end of the day, Pastor Smith, you got to be safe to leaders that we can't come out here and be patting those snakes. We can't get in no self-pity. Because at the end of the day, a lot of saints of God, you know about it. Then you want somebody to go and get in your feelings and patch a snake. Nobody ain't caring about me and all this kind of stuff. Brother or sister, you going to put up their hands and fight. Understand that the pastor is not God. Understand your partner is not God. Understand that your God is waiting on you to walk in him. I'm out. God bless you all. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we can receive.
Oh,
we can receive, praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Because we want to be motivated in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Holy
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. This
tomorrow,
morning.
Remember, tomorrow we start ADM, our fast. Amen. On tomorrow. No TV.
Amen.
No social media, morning prayer,
Amen.
Joshua 1 and 9, night prayer,
yes.
Night scripture, Philippians 4 and 19. Amen.
Yes.
Then we'll move on to Saturday, praise God. Amen. Abstain from food, 12 a.m. to midnight until morning
Amen.
Scripture, Deuteronomy 31 and 6, night scripture, Psalms 23 and 4. Govern yourselves accordingly. We are not doctors or physicians. Amen. For you that have some health issues. But remember this, God loves you, and so do we.
Yes.
You have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And tell somebody that you love on today.
Yes.
God bless you.
I want to live.